Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/Siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Davav. Welcome back, everyone. The top here of Davav Med Aleph brings a brisa. It says chilukim between the din of tumas re'il l'mafreya and tumas kesem l'mafreya. It's very sadistic abraisa. A lot of things we can learn out of this. So the first din, it says in the braisa that haray adam einim mekukalos l'minyanot. She's not mekalkal her time to know whether she's a nida or a zava, which is chiluk de abraisa. Rather, we take on that only right now when she sees is when she tell me, even though we're machmir, it's mitami tyrus meis leis. But the guy with the minion, we don't have that chumrah, and we take on the daya shaita. And if it's a riyah of bimei nido, since she's a nida, or even mei zivah, she's a zava, she doesn't have to be worried that really the dam started earlier to change her din. So the question is, maishna from the din of, the ikar din of the tyrus, maishna of the minion, that we're not chayshish l'mafrei, we say daya shaita, the guy with the minion. You look at Tyrus, we don't say Daya Shaita. Rather, we say that she's Matami Mafreya. So the Shidrei Tyra, in Simin Kuvsari Aleph of Katan Beis, says the reason is because of Chash of Pir Varivya, Bitu Pir Varivya. If we say that she's Mikokel, it's Laminyana, so the Baal will see how Chomer it is, this Chash of Mafreya. So we perish, because maybe she'll be Anita tomorrow. Because of the Chash of Pir Varivya, therefore, Chazal, Rabbi the Minyan, remind me that I'm a din de Araisa. And they say, Daya Shaita, I don't got to be Tyrus. We say that she's talking about Freya. The Sidri Tyra brings a right to this from the Afghim Moment Bees. This is said, from that lotion of Hillel and Shammai. Shammai says to Hillel, the reason I don't make a siyog is because of Bethel Pir of Arivia. And Hillel says back that I didn't say anything about Baila. He was talking about Tyrus. So Melo, there's welcome to make a siyog. So it says it's Sidri Tyra, that's the mice, the reason why we do not say Mekukalos L'minyanot. Yesh L'ayin, there's only one Lashon of the Gemara. Other Shem is Chert, it's not the Machlek, it's Shammai and Hillel. But Al-Kabonim, that's what the Sidri Tyra says. Okay. Rabbi Kager and Tshuva in Simen Tanach Beis, before another reason, Rabbi Kager says that the reason that the Chazal were more Machmir on Tyrus, they weren't Baila, it's because that the Gabi Tyrus, it's enough that the Dam is Tamei. And that dam is even that argosha. And dam that comes out of the ish with that argosha, the dam itself is tummy. It's an avatumma. And it's in tummy the isha. And maybe the isha is in tummy tyrus. So the gabi tyrus, I don't need dam to come out of the argosha. Even with that argosha, she'll be tummy. And she's going to gabi baila. She'll only tummy, she saw a dam with argosha. Dam with that argosha is not with tummy. And Nela, Chazal saw more of a chash for tyrus. Because by Baila, as via comment that she didn't see with Argosha, I'm not choishish, and maybe she saw, she had Argosha, v'lai v'taito, Argosha Shamish, Argosha's Eid, Argosha's Miraglayim. She's not choishish for all that Lagabi Baila. Yangin Lagabi Tyrus, it's enough that she was Tomei, even without Argosha, that the Dam came out, even without Argosha, she's Mitami her, that she should be Tomei the Tyrus. Therefore, Chazai or Machmer to Mitami the Tyrus. Just the Rechag of him shot. Our Mishnah, as Rekhagar is pointing out, you could identify our Mishnah that Tamil Gabi Tyrus is even down without Haragosh. Shammai said in Dav Gimel, according to one Lashon, because she did not have Haragosh at the right, she did not see down. Shammai did not mean, as Rekhagar is pointing out, that she needs to see down with Haragosh in order to be Tamil Gabi Tyrus. She could see down even without Haragosh. But But because she did not feel any dam, I'm not choishes there was dam. Now she sees dam with Hargasha, and then she did not have Hargasha, so Shami held that was a halichacha, the fact that she did not see dam then. But I leave with the MS, as Rebbe Kegger says, even dam with the Hargasha is metami or legabi tyrus, but not legabi bailu. But in those are the two drachim, the Sidur Tyre and Rebbe Kegger, to explain why she's not mekukalis lamenyana, either because bitapir verivya, or because the Gabi Baila need Dafka down with Hargasha. So, I thought it was much more pasha to explain this then. You see, the din of our mission is not for all tyrants. Din of our mission was only Gabi Kachim or Truma, but it wasn't a klav that they made it all tyrants. Because Nikra din, even Hillel reads the Shammai because of the Chazaka, or the Amisa Davidam, all the svaras in the Gemara earlier. Nikra din need the rice at Sar. They made a chumra lagabi truma and kachim. That was the chumra. So it's not a chumra lagabi tyrus. It's chumra lagabi truma and kachim. It's at the ma'ilas hakodesh. That's why they were mesakin. So they only said it lagabi kachim and not lagabi baila. Baila is not a question of kachim. Baila is chulin. So that's why they did not make the tuma lagabi anything that's related to the baila. Baila. So for lagabi the minion, which is nafkamin lagabi baila, copy that, they didn't make the takana. I think though that's a Zechariah Poshet. I don't know why Rukhager and the Seder Tari did not say it this way. Baisa goes weiter, says that she's in Mitami Boyle of Mafreya. She's not Mitami her Boyle. So why not? So I'll tell you Zorosh, and the famous Mabez of Maschal Ma explains that it's Loish Shchiach that she'll be Nivola B'toich Mehez Leis of the Riyaz Dam, and also Loish Shchiach of the Gosu Rabbana. That starts in the Tari Zorosh. The Rashman of Gimel and Viz says the reason is because of Vitlapir of Arivia. That if we say that she's Tami Boyala, then the Bible will be Cheshish. The Yisaychar Yitzchak, Tzimunun Hei, so a different story to explain this. Talks about that why the Tumah of Boyal Nida is because it's a parish of Kabbalah's Tumah, because he had beer with the Nida. That's getting the Tumah of Boyal Nida. Or Tumas Bayal Nida is to love the Isser. Because he's over the Isser of Bayal Nida, maybe Shegi, maybe Mezit. He's over the Isser of Bias Nida, so that's why he has Tumas Bayal Nida. So Zech Yitzchak says that it's Pashtim, that it's because it's a Tulada of her Isser, not because of her Tumah. We talk about Bayal Nida, we find this then that the Bayal gets her Tumah. Not by other Tumas, but Korach is because of the Isser of Nida, that's why the Bayal gets the Tumah of the Nida. Mele says, Harry, we don't alter Isha Lagabi Baila Lamafreya because of this Tumah Meisleis. It's only said as a parasha Lagabi Tumas. It wasn't said as an Afkamina Lagabi Isurim. The Meila says, Zecher Yitzchak, that it's not Shaykh the Tumah of Bayal Nida. The whole Bayal Nida is a Telada of the Isur Nida. And come that she has no Isur Nida Lamafreya. To Astra Lagabi Baila. So also, she also does not have Tumas. The Bayal, the Baal, does not have Tumas Bayal Nida. Because that is a lada of the Isser. It is not to explain this question. Why is not Matami Lamafreya? Now I come to a very important general question before you go right here in the Brights of Aksamim. Kveger here declares a very Yusevitzik Shaila. Says Rick Kveger that we see that this din was of Meis Leis was said, Lagabi Kachim and Lagabi Truma. It was not said Lagabi Kachulit. Klerish Mikivager, what's the din? If the Isha touched Chulin, and then the Chulin touched Kachin, will those Kachin be Tamei or not? Dahainu. Is it that they were not Geyser, and that we can't be Noyig this din practically on Chulin? But you say the Suffolk is there in the Gabi Chulin. But in the Tzad Tumah is there. Just the Gabi Chulin, we said, even though there's a Tzad Tumah, Daiganish, you have Chazaka. You have other things, the Ibiza Davidam, other Rechachas. So don't worry about it, Lagabi Chulin. Is that what Chazal said? Or Chazal said, no. Lagabi Chulin, we don't say Nitzat Tumah Bechlal. When she touches Kachim, so then I have to die Nitzat, I made it, Gzeira Takana, to Mimitame. When she touches Chulin, but I don't see any Nitzat Tumah Bechlal. And therefore, even if the Chulin would go right and touch the Kachim, the Kachim will still be Tar. Rav Kveger brings a raya from the Braisa We're in the Braisa that a Kli Cheres, it has Tumas Meisle Shabinita. Hey, what's an Afghamina for Kli Cheres is Tame? Kli Cheres isn't Shumar Kachim. What's an Afghamina? Says Rikhager, if I say that the only Afghamina is, the Gabe, if Kachim would afterwards touch the Kli Cheres, because we done the Kli Cheres of being Tame, Mela the Kachim will also be Tame that touched the Kli Cheres. So we see, says Rikhager, that it's Shaykh, the Dinam Eitz was only said on Kachim themselves, but even said on Chulin, Legabi, when they'll touch Kachim, that they'll also be Tame. That's B'Kegar Sechach. Says B'Kegar, but it's Tzorachim Loimarkein. The Stima said Varm is Mashma, that when you touch Chulin, it's Torah Legami. Adkan Varm. So B'Kegar has a Chakira, he brings a Raya, the Chayyar Gvaldik a Raya. And we do say it's Tame, but he asks that it's not Mashma like this. So two points here about this Rabbi Kivager. Firstly, why did Rabbi Kivager go to Kli Cheres to bring a Raya? L'chari Rabbi Kivager could have brought a Raya from the beginning of the Haman base. Mita. The Mishnah really, Mita. Mishkav and Maishav. There we see that you have two Mas Meis Leisha Benita on a bed. The bed also is not Kachin. Elamai Ben Afkanin of the bed is Lagave touching Kachin. So we see you can have Tumas Meis Leis, even though it doesn't go directly to the Kachim. Why did we not bring that Raya? And Yidavka went to Kli Cheres, which is mentioned later on the Gemara. So it could be, based on what Rabbi Malin says, in Chelek Beis Siman Ayin, Leiv there declares, what's the din of Medris, Mishkav and Meishav? Is it B'shad that it's Mekabel Tuma from the Zav and the Nida? Just, it's a higher diagram of Kabbalah's Tuma. There's Kabbalah's Tuma that normally makes things into a Rishain. Sometimes your Mekabal Tumah makes you into an Av. Like a person who's Mekabal Tumah from a mace. A mace is an Avi Avoy Satumah. And he makes people that touch him into an Av. So too a Nidah or a Zav. They make certain things into a Rishain. But they make the Medrash into a Zav, into an Av. It's Kabbalah Tumah turns it into an Av. Is that the Pshat in Tumah's Medrash? Or is the Pshat, as you believe, no. That the Medrash itself is a chefs of tuma. It's like a mace, or nida itself. It's not that it's a makabal tuma, but it becomes a chefs of tuma. There's a mashal adavar, you have the shit saramam in Perek Vav, tuma's mace, halacha dalet, is that a goyal and a doifik, even though it's tuma as the mace, but if you take it off from the kever and you use it for something else, then it's poka the tuma. How'd that happen? How'd the tuma leave without being toivalit? Elmai, the whole tuma that it had, was as being like the mace, being a chefs of the mace. It's only as long as it functions, the mace. Once it loses its job, you take it away, then it's no longer like the mace. And then it starts. So that's how we can understand also by Mishkan and Meishav, that it's a chefs of the tumah itself. It's not because it was makabal tumah, but it becomes a chefs of tumah. So Rabbi brings a right to this from Rashi and Chulin Dafayin Aleph. Rashi there says that you only have tumah's masa by tumah bami gufay. So it's makabel tuma. It's not shayach tumas masa. If it's tuma isn't from it, it's only makabel tuma. It's not shayach tumas masa. So Tez asks on Rashi that array a medrash azav has tumas masa, even though the tuma is not bami gufay. So it says a way that the car that Rashi holds that a medrash azav is the gufa tuma. It's not together kabolas tuma. Mele, it's not a kasha. Rashi has said that something that's makabel tuma. It's not matami be medris. It's not matami, sorry, be masa. The medris azov is not matami, is not mekabal tuma. It's a chavs of tuma. Tais holds that it works between kabbalas tuma. Tais there in Chulin that argues in Rashi. Rashi holds that it works, that it becomes a chavs of tuma. A kuponim lefir of leib, that, but that's Rashi, that a medris doesn't work between kabbalas tuma, rather that it itself is a chavs of tuma. Can explain that Kegar didn't bring a raya from Medrash on the Mita. Because there it's not Mekabal Tumah from the Nida. Just it's like the Nida herself. It becomes like the Nida. That's why in this we say the din of Meis Leis. Even if Meis Leis would not be said on Chulin Megabe Kachim, only be said direct on Kachim. That's on things that are Mekabal Tumah. Chulin cannot be Mekabal Tumah from the Nida. The Medrash isn't Mekabal Tumah like the Nida from the Nida. It's like the Nida herself. Mela, that was Pashut Rav Geiger, that could be Tomei. Even without, it's not only Nisrak Hira. But for Chulim, for other things to be Mekabal Tumah, even though they themselves are Tar, they're Mekabal Tumah to be Tomei Kochim, that was Rav Geiger's Safik. That's why I had to bring Navka from Kli Cheres. I'm complaining about the Geiger's Safik of Rav Geiger, Chorzer of Beer. Rav Geiger clears a Shaila, he says it's Mashma that the Chulim is not Mekabal Kochim. And then he brings a Raya that it is Metame from Kli Cheres, but he doesn't seem happy with that. It seems like he still has a suffix. Tzorachi, and he concludes, Kosher Lai Loi Markein, Pashat de Milsa near the Chulin Tayyir, Vim Metame Kochim. Where's the Pashat de Milsa? Hare, Lemaisa Tmafurish, that Kli Cheres, is he Metame? So, where did Rav Geiger see the Pashat so it's not this way? So it's clear that Rav Geiger held that there's a chiluk between Kalim and food. That Kalim in a Chanami we see that they're coming Kabbal Tumah and Klape Kochim, even though not Lagabi Chulin. Mashenkin food of Chulin, a Kam that we pass in by it, that it's Tar, so then we can't say that it's Tomei Lagabi Kochim. That you can't be Machalik. Only on Kalim we can say that they're Tomei Lagabi Kochim and not Lagabi food. Sha'el is why? What would the Chiluk be? So basically the Chazanish already owe me on this point. Chazanish and Timothy Zion to Cotton Vav. Says that he's medag from the question of the Gemara later on. The Gemara brings the Brice, the Metami Oichlinu Mashkin. Where it says, My love, bein to Kodesh, bein to Truma. Chazanish says, Nash in the Gemara, that it's not Metami Chulin Bechlau. Chazanish is also medag from the Gemara later on in Dav Zion, that a person that touches the Meisle Shebenida, Avada has Tumma Lagavi Kochim. This is Mefurish and Tayson of Yomam and Aleph. And a person touches the Nida, is Tomei Lagavi Kochim. So we find that both people and Kalim are Tomei, but not food. Shulchazanish says, the Bisham, a person, we could say that because it by him it's Noigeya, the din of Truma and Kochim, that he can't eat Truma. So that's why we pass it on him that he's Tomei Lagavi Achilas Truma Vekochim. But the chiluk between Kalim and food, the Chazanish says, is Sarachim. Why should there be a chiluk? So the Mesa found in the Zecher Yitzchak, in Simen Nun Hei, says, Gavart, that by Kalim, says the Zecher Yitzchak, there's enough gemina of the Kli itself, whether it's Tomei or Tar. Who cares? What's the din? The Kli doesn't have an Isser or Heter being Tomei or Tar. The whole gemina of the Kli is Legabi, the things that it touches. Once it's by Oichlim and Mashkim, it's Shaykh Tumas and Tyrus. Because they become Tomei or Tar. Now there's Dinim on them. It's Dinim on the thing itself. That it's Tomei or Tar. It's Oichlim to Meim and Oichlim to Hirim. Mashink and Kalim, there's not a Kamina of the cleaving Tomei or Tar. Only in as much as what it's going to touch. So Meim by a Kli, it's Shaykh on it. The Din that it could be Tomei Legabi Kachim. Because really, the whole inyan of a kli is legabi the things that it's going to touch. So legabi chulin it's tar, and legabi kochin it's tame. Hashengi legabi food is a shayla the zachalein. The food is a tome or tar. If we pass in that klape atzmoy, it's tar. So meila it's not matami achirim. Because we look at it of itself as being a chafs of a tyrant. That's the gavur that Zeich Yitzchak says. So to add on, lemaisa there's a gemara in the end of Erevin. That it's also to be machnis a kli tame into the Beis HaMikdash. You see, there's an afkamina of the kli itself of its tumah retire. I would assume the Zeich Yitzchak would say that the whole tumah of kalim is it's true the kli itself has tumah and maybe there's an afkamina that's also to be machnis into the mikdash. But that's beisoid as a teilada of what the kli is legabi things that are put into it. Nigger parsha of tumah legabi kalim. Was said on klapi what it's going to touch. That's why the Torah gave it tumah. But lemaisa once it's tummy now it's tummy. Now there is a chefs of tummy here in the kli. So maybe there's usher machnas into the mikdash. The soidin tumah of kalim was said klapping mitami achir. That's the gavad gavard of the Zecher Yitzchak. So Zecher Yitzchak says that's who the gabi the kli. But gabi adam, what are you going to say? The gabi adam, you don't have this word. So Akabon of the Chazanish answers Adam and the Zecher Yitzchak answers Kalim. So both of them are true. The Chazanish has a good word Lagabi Adam. There's an Akamina himself, whether he can eat Kachim. And the Zecher Yitzchak is saying a word Lagabi the Kli. That a Kli, the whole Indian of it, is clapping what it touches. But neither of those svaras are shaykh lagabi the oichlin themselves. So therefore, once he posits in the oichlin that they're a tar, so maybe they're not metami kachim either. That's the end of the pshat and kriyeg wanted to be mechalik. He doesn't even speak out. But his nida was about food of chulin, and he brought a rye from a chulicheres, and he says it's sure. Kaniri there's a makom lechalik between the food and the kelim. Maybe to add on another word al derech the zecher yitzchak. This further works Gabi Adam also. That I think was before in the sugas of Muksa. That we look at, there's a big difference in Dini Muksa between a Kli and an Oichal. A Kli is Vetem Muchan for all Tashmishin. That's why even a Kli Shemalachto Le'isser, but it's not called Muksa on Shabbos. You can still move it, Lutzer Yechufa Yemakoymai. Because a Kli has many, 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 many facets. Many different functions. Anything that could be possibly used for the Kli is part of the Tashmishim of the Kli. Mashiach and the Gabi Oichal is not the way. Oichal has one specific use. It's edibility. And if it's not usable for that, then we don't look at other things that can be done with it. That's the only use that it has. And also, Pashtan and Adam is that way. And Adam Avad has many, many different facets about the person. So it could be that by an oichel, the ikur nidan is, can I eat it? Is it tome or tar? What's the din of itza achila? So once he passes in it, that it's tar, so it's tar. The shingin mechlal, a kli or an adam, is many different aspects of it. We can kli has aspects of being mishamish chulin, and is an aspect of being mishamish kotchim. So klabi, its functionality as being for kotchim, look at it as being tome. Klabi, its functionality for chulin, it's tar. And Adam also had many different facets to it. So maybe we could split up the Adam and the Kli, and we can't split up the food. And so there is the Zecher Yitzchak. There's just the Zecher Yitzchak set of art, but the whole parsh of Tumah by Kalim was said as klape what it's going to be, what it's going to be used for, what it will touch. Even without saying a big word about the parsh of Tumah like Kalim in the Torah, just more of a kloisik achiluk that Adam and Kalim have many different facets and aspects to them. Mashiach gain an oichal is only one aspect. So if it copy itself is tar, it can be mitami achir. Just one point I forgot to mention before. Take a memory here of Zeiri that meisul isha benid as oichal mishkav u'moishav. So pshutas before in the Gemara is talking about an isha that's mitami in the mafreya meisul is. So also the mishkav u'moishav that she sat on also is mitami the mafreya with the chumar of mishkav u'moishav. Tami Adam and Tami Begadim. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis before that the sin of Zeiri is referring to an Isha, even is referring to an Isha that's Daya Shaita. Like an Isha Sheish Lavest, it's Daya Shaita. Still, the Mishka Humayshav is Matami Lamafreya, which is a pellet. The Isha herself is Tahira Lamafreya. The Mishka Humayshav is Tame. Misha Pellet. Martchis, or Tame and the Rambam, Tavar Pellet. Both from the sugi and also in Svara. So, my son, the Sefer Main of Toyach, in the Semen Mem Dalad, Par Parches, and page Rishud Aleph of the Sefer, and Rishud Beis, brings also in the Kavar Samishnas, or even on this point, Berech. And also, sure, the Ram doesn't mean the Zan La Halacha. Why the Ram not asking that way? That even by Nishesh Laves or the Dalad Noshim, that's when Tamil Mafreya, the Mishkav Umayshav. So the main afterich answers that the Rambam had a different years in the Gemara that mita mitamia, even though she's toira but she's mitamia the mita. The Rambam held that it was going not on isha sheish lavest, but rather on shamai. Kol anoshim aliba de shamai, that their din is dayan shaiton. They're so machmir to mitami mishkav u'moishav, and this the Rambam says that mitami mafrei the mishkav u'moishav. However, by an isha that has din mesulekes, the dalal nashim or isha ishlavest, then we were not choishes to be mitami the mishkav u'moishav bechlal. But the shama, they don't want to be so mekel with inyan of daya shaitan, so they at least mitami the mishkav u'moishav. We can add on that's a little bit better. Like you said from Rambam Malim, that the tumah of mishkav u'moishav is not that it's mekabel tumah from the nida. Then it's lachar shver. The nida herself is tahira. How could we be machmer in the mishkav u'moishav? If in itself is a chefz of tumah, it's an avat tumah, a chefz of tumah mitaratzmai. So melech shaykh, even though the need herself is tohira, they were still grazer on their mishkav u'moishav. We now come to the need of ksamim. We've seen the brights here, kama chumras, that we have by a kesem, more than a regular riyah. Kesem is mekukalas l'minyana, and a regular riyah is not mekukalas l'minyana. Kesem is metami as boyala, and a riyah is not metami boyala. Also, another nafkamina, the Rambam writes in Paragimel of Metami Mishka v'moyshe v'alocha zayin. Rambam says that by kesem is metami l'mafreya, acha sabedika. Because the Mishnah says that it's even more than meis leis. By regular eel, we're only talking meis leis. By a kesem, we're talking until she was bedik the chaluk. This could have been a week ago. Krieger says that there in the Gilyon Rambam, he says it's learned out of the Lashon HaBraisa. By us. Because by Riyah it says v'am meis leis. And by kesem it says l'mafreya. It doesn't say meis leis. It's mashon l'mafreya until the last time that it was possible. The Hainu. So it's a time that she was breaking the chaluk, like before in the mission of Nunvav. They find a kesem in the beged, some time in the mafreya, achibur, but actually it's a chaluk as ever, like, by kesem. Ayachas akibus. But no mention of meis leis. By kesem, we don't care about meis leis. Rather, until the shas bedika. So we have these numerous chumras that we have in kesem more than riyah. So why is that? Right? Kesem is rabbanon. Riyah is there, right? So why would we be more machim here in Ksamit? So Kreger by us, in Derim Ascholoi Nitzrecha, explains, because by Kesem Yavish, we definitely can't say Daya Shaita. Kesem Yavish, we definitely have to be Chodesh Me'ikar Adin, that she saw earlier. It can't be that it happened right now. When exactly, we don't know. But right now, for sure not. So we definitely can't say Daya Shaita by Kesem Yavish. So Meila, by Kesem Yavish, she's Mekukeros Lominyono, she's Mitamiya Boyala, because there's a real Chashash that you saw earlier. So even by a kesem lach, which could have come right now, and she has a chazaka, but chazal were already not mechalik between one kesem and another kesem. L'mais Teizer Nav Gimel already tells us this concept. Teizer L'mais is b'das shamay. Teizer says l'fi shamay that's daya shaita. So are we machmer by ksamim to me mitami l'mafreya? Says Teizer because of kesem yavesh, we need to be machmer. So also machmer by kesem lach, because of a loy pluk. That's like Avei Shammai. Tosis, it seems that was not bothered in the Hillel. Because the Hillel is Metami L'mafreya even by a regular Re'iyah. Tosis is only bothered in Shammai. But Rukeger points out that no, that you need the Vart of Tosis even in Hillel to explain all of these Chumras. Why it's Metami L'mafreya more than Me'es Leis? Why it's Metami? Also, why she's Mukhal Saminyana? Why she's Metami Bayala? For all these Chilukim, they also need to come on to this Chiluk. That's what Rukeger finds correct in Svarav. However, we find that the Rishonim already omitted this question, Rabbi Kveger. And L'chayra, they say a different word. Rashi, both by us and Davav, and Davheim and Aleph. Rashi comes to explain why Kesem is more Chomer. Rashi says by us, Dir Maskel Ve'ina, says Rashi, Alagabek Sovim Loyad, Dir Neimas Nofik Minei. By Ria, we say that she came out right now. But by Sovim, we talk it don't know. Rashi and Davheim is more foolish. Rashi there in different Maskel, the Machmir Biksomim, says Rashi, Abernashim Hoyo Ve'in Da Matsu Ben Amin and Hashta Asi, Chiyasi Chazise, Abel Bekesem, Ikulamei Mariborko Lechaluk Mei Kora Avi Ishtakach. By Kesem, if she would have checked her Chaluk, she would have found it. So therefore, there's more of a Svar to Matami Lamafreya. So Rashi doesn't explain so much, but we, more in the case of Mishnah, Perakim Omotami Mishkav Umayshav, Halacha Zayin brings to the Mari Korkis. That's explaining why by Kesem Omotami Lomafreya, more than Meis Lies. Says the Mari Korkis the following. To Ilu Roya Ato, Ein Tam Lachmer Lomafreya, Beyoshim Meis Lies. On them Kesem, Shem Yodats, Motza Yotza Damza Nigufa, Yesh Lachmer Veloimar, the Somoklub Kido Yotza. By regular Riyah, we assume that only came right now. By Kesem, we have no idea. Maybe it came last week. Therefore, we have to Metami L'mafreya. It's Chorus and Silsar of Beer. Hooray. Dam also could have come out yesterday. Both Dam and the Kesem could have come out yesterday, could have come out today, could have come out 2 days ago. What's exactly the vert? So it seems that Rashi and their Mari Korkis mean to say, and that we owe the Maker at Inisha's Daya Shaita, by Riyah, it's because Harry, she didn't see Dam until now. Why did she? What happened? If she's really told me yesterday, why was there no Hargasha? Why did Dam not come out? Why did it stay in the Beis Arechim? So there are things we can explain. We have ways to explain the phenomenon. But it's much more glut, much more believable to assume that you only saw right now. That makes much more sense. If you only found the dam right now, you only saw right now. That'd be the much more simple way to explain it. So that's what we talk to explain it. And we ikra din, we hold that daya shaita. We're machmir. For true et gotchim, la mafreya. But ikra din, we should hold that she's Torah until right now. I have no haychacha at all from the fact that she only found the dam now, that the dam came now. But she put on this beged a week ago. She left it on for a week straight, and now she take it off. I say, whoa, she only found it now. She's telling me right now. It's just as likely it came 3 days ago, or 5 days ago, or a week ago. And she just didn't check the beged for the whole week, so she wouldn't see. So there's no haychacha bichlal from the fact that you see it now that it came out. My regular ra'iyah from the fact that we only saw it now, so near nadvarim, that Shitaka only saw it right now. So thereby every ra'iyah there's always some sort of haychacha that you saw now in Daya Shaita. So even though we were machmer, we were only machmer legabi esleis. Saying in the kesef, there's a real suffix that Dam came out earlier. So this would also, the chorus of Pshat and Tais and Daf Gimel, Pagers and Ma'ira. The Tais only says this kesem yavesh and kesem lach is exer to kesem yavesh. Tais only says that in Shammai. In Hillel's master in Tais that he did not need any explanation. The reason is because if Hillel is choshesh l'mafreya, then by kesem for sure choshesh l'mafreya, and much more choshesh l'mafreya by kesem, because there's no way chacha bichlal. By regular isha, Hillel held that legabe chulin, I say daya shaita, because why did you only see right now? Bakarchach! She's taka taranta right now. So we're machmer to tami lamafreya. But by kesem, where there's a real chash that she saw lamafreya, it's no hechacha. The fact that you only found the dam right now. So then there's makarim to be matami mikra din lamafreya. That would be near an advarim in this union of ksamim from Rashi and the Mari Korkus Lulu Divir Bikivager. Bikivager held Nisha say, even Lafi Hillel, we need to come on to the Kesem Yavish. Kesem Lach is Xerah to Kesem Yavish. A related point is that the Pashas Advarim, Bikivager says this also, that Tumas Ksamim is even the Gabi Chulin. That's Mavur and Ways and Tais and Afkim and Aleph from the bottom, that the Tumas Ksamim was said even Legabi Chulin, that only Legabi Kachin. Either of the explanations that we said, either caused Xerah to Kasim Yavish, or caused the Tami Maker Adin, because there's no Hechacha from the fact you find it now, Akopanim Tumas Ksamim was said even Legabi Chulin. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simon Kuf Pekimo with Madura Basra says that no, that only Mikanu Lahabo were Matami Chulin. Well, Afreya were not Matami Chulin. Why? Because Lagabi Lemafreya, we could still use the Cheskas Taira. She had until now. Say that it's not, that she's not Tomei. We make, Lagabi Kachim, we're Tomei Lemafreya. But Lagabi Chulin, we're not Tomei Lemafreya, Lagabi Dabi, we can use the Chazaka that she had a Cheskas Taira. And not that she has a Kesem. Avram Shukshah Tabachim Lava Daita. So Kovman Lemafreya, I didn't see the Reisa. So I can assume that I copy that, I take on, that she's talking to Hayred, it's not a Kesem. But Mekanu Lahaba, then, when I don't have something that's Mimachsaker, Bishaita, Bicheskos Taira. Right now I see Kesem in front of me, and she doesn't know that she went through Shukshal Tabachim, so then I have to be Machmir. But Lekabi Lemafreya, because I didn't see the Kesem then, I didn't see any Reisa then, so Kabi Lemafreya, I could take on that she walked through Shukshal Tabachim. He mentioned this Shulchan Aruch Rav also yesterday, Lagabi the Dalet Noshim. That's the name Chiddush that he holds that you could split up the Mikanu Lahaba from the Lamafreya. One other smaller ari here, this Indian of Kukelos Laminyana, it's Mavur and Rashi that the reason by Roy Kesem she's Mikukelos Laminyana because she doesn't know. If she would know when the Kesem came, meaning she put on a beged this morning, and an hour later she checks and she finds the Kesem. So we know when the Kesem came today. She checked the beged before she put it on. And now she finds the Kesem. We know it came today. So she's not Mekukelos Laminyana. And what's the din? If this Kesem comes Bimei Nidus, she's a Nida. And comes Bimei Zivus, she's a Zava. It's Mavur and Rashi. Chayitz Apella. The dinim of Nidus and Zavus make a big nafkamina later on, even Kabi De'araisa. Dahainu, an isha hasn't seen anything for 30 days. And now she finds a keser. So you say, okay, you start your nidus right now. So the next 7 days she's called a nida. 8 days from now she finds dam, she's going to be a zava. Hare mida raisa, the keser was not netameir. So mida raisa, she did not have any tumah right now. So when she finds that dam 7 days later, that's when her nida starts. That's in a nida, not of a zava. And Rashi written before, not this way. Before that, if we would know when the Kesem comes, then now starts the days of Nidus, and then 8 days later is already a Zofa. What's Pshat? Chayot Zivshat and Rashi is that the Ishas have two calendars. One calendar is copy her Nidus and Zofus Dereisa, Zivus Dereisa. Another calendar copy her Nidus and Zivus Dereisa. So Rashi only means copy the Dereisa Dereisa, and I take on that this is a Nidus, and 7 days, and after 7 days starts the time of Zivus. That's Kabi Drabona. Kabi Dera writes that there was no Re'ir right now, and she has a different calendar. And so what do we have to say? Maitse Baruch Hashem, we nowadays, we don't have to be doing for all this, because an Isha that sees any Re'ir is Mayna Shev and Akim. But, if for them that they had differences between Nidus and Zivus, then the that's what it has to be. Taisus here asks, in the Masal Ve'ina, Taisus asks, what's the Chiddush that Eino Mayla Mishasha Ro'asa? Why should she start counting? Why should we be mako to assume that it came earlier? She can't go to the mikvah. If she sees a kesem on Sunday, there's any time that she can go to the mikvah before Matzah Shabbos. We could take on mivados that it came earlier to allow her to go to the mikvah. How could we take on mivados? Maybe it came earlier, but not to be mako. So what's the chiddush b'chlau that ain't a mayel mishan sheruasa? So the answer says this, we're talking about she saw a kesem. And a day or two later, she saw a Re'iyah. So I would think that she could already start counting from the time that she saw the Kesem. And 7 days later, she could go to the mikvah. Kamash Malan, she only starts counting from the time she had the real Re'iyah. She had a real Re'iyah 2 days later. She only from then starts her 7 days of Nidus. And then she starts the cycle of counting the days of when she go to the mikvah. So Einamayda Elamisha Sheruasa doesn't mean not before she found the Kesem. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Pashup Shad means she can't start counting the 7 days of Nidus from before she saw the Kesem, rather from when she saw the Kesem. That's the Pashup Pshat. Tais learns, no, the Pshat is, she can't start from the time she saw the Kesem, rather from the time that she had a Re'iyah. That's what Tais learns, Pshat in the Gemara. But why not? Why does she have to count from the time of the Re'iyah? So Tais says at the end, because maybe this Dam is not Migufa, maybe this Dam is Mi'alma. So I don't know about Vados, that is Dam Migufa. And therefore, she can't count from that dam, because maybe that dam was takanat migufa, that dam was not metameir. Those are the words of Taisus. Aruch Lener is tamei on Taisus. Why does Taisus need that explanation? Hare, it's much more simple. Even if we know the dam would be migufa, the reason is because the kesem is derabanan, and a ri'ah is de'areisa. So if she sees a kesem on Sunday, and then she sees a real ri'ah on Tuesday, we would allow her to go to the mikvah on Matzei Shabbos. Hare, she's still telling me the reis mitzad the ri'ah. It's true that she's tar mitzad her kesem, but mitzad the ri'ah the reis, she's tameh. So how could we allow such a thing? Even if we know that that would come migufa. Tzorachin got on the lashon of Taisus. You don't have a good shot, Tzorachin. Well, I turn the Gemara. Gemara brings down the Madomer that the din was only said like Avi Kachim and not for Truma. So the Gemara asks, if so, why is it not in the Mishnah in Chagiga? My answer is, there they have a drawer of the Tumah De'Araisa. Here there's no drawer of the Tumah De'Araisa. So Rashi explains, it means that here it's Gzeira B'Alma. It's not really Chashash of Tumah B'Chla. All it is Gzeira B'Alma. Fascinating Chiddush. One learns the Sugyas before, and that Be'ez of Gimel, because there's a real Chashash. So Chashash V'Hila, because it's a race of Mikufa, and all the Svaris Hila says on Shammai, to answer on Shammai, I think there's a real Chashash over here. Here's the word Rashi, there's no real Chashash. All it is like a siyog, like the Mar says in the Gimel and Beis. It's not a chumra. Really, Hillel is not much related to Shammai. That there's no chashash. Kabbana the Firashi, all it is a gzera b'yalma. Taisus says, Taisus and then Maskol Havol, Taisus back and forth about this. Maskol of Taisus is, that even though Dragilus, Shenekar down with Nei Riyasa. Sometimes it does happen that she sees that the Dam comes before right now. Akati Choshev Ke'in Bo Droras Tuma. Because at the time that she was Isaac in Tyrus, there was no Dvaras Tumah. So even though there is a reasonable chance to assume dam came earlier, but it's called the last drawer to tuma because b'shas ma'isa, when you were rising in the tyrus, at that time we didn't see any tuma. That's why it's called last bay drawer tuma deraisa. The Ramban, right, in a different nusach, the Ramban says that kol shuch shasha b'yamal mafrei lav drawer hiklal. Elakein kinosa, shindoloi bodkei tidu ala mafreya oina. Cause it's not a real chashash. So it's a shail of mafreya, and it's not a real chashash, maybe it means like tesis. Cause b'shas ma'isa you didn't know. The man says it's not, but l'maitha Raman is saying it's not a real chashash. The man says l'maitha it's kein kinosa. Cause she wasn't by the activity, she tidu oina. So when you have tumas ma'is lace, it's a kinasa zan. So therefore it's called lesbi drawas tumma. The Ramban is Tzarech Bir. I mean, the Ramban is a Chokhmah with the Lashon Gemara and the Abdallah Nudates. And Mishum Shalai Bodke, he's Yidua Aina. We learn there, we're in Rashi, and that's the Chor Mucha and the Gemara. The Gemara is only going on the Aina Yisira. That's the Gemara was referring to. But Iker Din, that one Aina is Tamei, is a Chor Maker Adin. It's not because of Lai Bodke, he's Yidua Aina. The first Aina is Maker Adin. Man here is Mavur that it's because of a kenas. There's in a meis leis. Another point is the Marnim Mabez says that brings a story about Rebbe that he was mitar lefir the lezer, and then after he lachar meisa he remembered that the rabbi plig yale. So he said lemeisa that zayir belezer lismer chalav b'shas adchak. So Mar says that means that lo yifzika hilchasa loykimar veloykimar. But still, really, the halacha should be like the chachamim. But k'dayr b'lashon lismer chalav b'shas adchak. So the Rashba and Tshuva, chelek aleph siman resh and gimel, learns from our Gemara that in derabanan could be seimich and yochid and makom rabin. If there's a shas adchak or have some meruba, no halacha is k'rabin. But for a din derabanan, like our case by meis leis, we could be seimich and yochid makom rabin b'shas adchak and have some meruba. That's chum beforish in the Gemara. However, the Chidur Halachos brings this Rashi when he asks on him that here this suffix of Meis Leis is regular than more common than regular Drabanan. The Gemara says it's less big drawer to Tumah. Tais says that because when she was Isaac the Tyrus, we didn't have any suffix. So Meis suffix is more common than regular suffix. So after this is the Makar that by all Mil Drabanan, he always. We always can pass them like Yochid and Makom Rabbi. So or on the Rashba. The Rishonim have a machlekes Vida Lishnakama that it's only by Kachim and not by Truma. What's the din of Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh? Does it also have the same My Love Kachim or not? So on Tesis, in Vav Menalat, the end of Jemaskal Avol, before that also Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh is Kekodesh, Lagabi Zen. And it's told me by Meis Leisha Benidra. Before Antasis. Ramban asks Antasis, what's the Hakam of the Gemara Mabez? Nor asks the question that Bizman has said there's no Kachim. And the Gemara says that Kidu'ula, Damar Ula, Chavrai, Madkin, Beglila. Rashi says that they would make things Torah. Shemi Yibana Beis Mikdash, Mehiri Yibana Beis Mikdash, and have things ready. Why did the Gemara need to come out to such a Teichak? Why didn't the Gemara say, they were talking about Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh, which you could have even Bizman HaZeh, even though there's no Kachim Bizman HaZeh. We have Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh Bizman HaZeh. Sefer the Ramban says that it's Muhach in the Gemara, and lo Eilam by Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh, does not have the Ma'il of Kodesh. If you're the first lesson, you know, we need Kodesh Dafka. And Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh is not like Kodesh for this in it. That's the Rai of the Ramban. So the Rashba says there's no Rai, he brings the Ramban, he's Deichet, no Rai. That Lamaisa Tais is right, even Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh is also Tamei. But the whole din of Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh, says Rashba, is only Noyig, this man that is Shaykh Kotchim. It's not that it's not Shaykh Kotchim, the Indian of Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh. But add on, it's before in the Sugis in Chulin, the Beis and more later on the Lamagimel, Lamadal, the din of Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh is not Stam an Indian, that a person wants to Stam take on Chumras. Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh is a din. One doesn't have to do it. One doesn't have to be imam, doesn't have to take on the chumrah of Kodesh. But if one takes it on, it becomes a metzias. Yitzhak has to be noig with the dinim of chulin taras hakodesh. Parshas before in Rashi and that beis and chulin, that chulin taras hakodesh that becomes tummy, it has to be burnt like kachim. Takes on the dinim of kachim amish. Maybe the Rashi says that in the time that it's not shaykh kachim, it's also not shaykh dinim of chulin taras hakodesh. Chulin taras hakodesh is something chazal or mechadish in order that a person should be martyr themselves in kachim. If his man is there, it's not Shaykh Kachim, it's also not Shaykh Chulin Ataris HaKadosh. So I've learned, the Rashi learns that Kufa the Territ of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Chavrai Makdim Beglila, Rebbe's learn like Rashi that they made Kachim, Shemi Yabanabes HaMikdash. Rashi learns the Pshat is that because they were carved, they were somach near to the Churban, Haimitzapin Bibinyanai, so they would still be marking themselves with Chulin Ataris HaKadosh. They weren't actually making kachim for the Beis HaMikdash that should be built. But they were still had the hanhaga of Chulin Taras HaKadosh in that door that was so close to the Churban because they were mitzvah b'vinyanei, so it was shaykh to be noyig Chulin Taras HaKadosh in a time that is still close to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Maisan Gemara says later on in the Amud that lefi the other man, the Amar, who had been Chulin Shinasu Taras HaKadosh is, we have the chaymer of Nesei Shavinita. In the first mandomer is Machalik says the Ramban. But the second mandomer, everyone agrees that Chulin Ataris HaKodesh is Yeke Kodesh Lagabi Zeh. That it's without Nesei Shavinita. So the Marsha here in Chidushi Agodas wants to answer with this Akash of Tais in Rosh Hashanah. Tais in Rosh Hashanah, Dafir Aleph asks, the Gemara in Mapoyalim, it says that Avram Avinu didn't bring the bread to the Malachim, because sorry, main who ate ayam pierced a nida. So Mela, the bread was tummy, so he didn't bring the bread to the malach. Ask Tosfos that if she was already pierced a nida, then why was she tzachaka? Say that achari b'loisi ha'isali edna. Right, for pierced a nida, we see that it came back to her ayrech kanoshim. That's the kasha says in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Marsha, you can miyash el this gemara. That lemaisa, the time when Sarah was laughing. She was not yet pierced anita. That's why she didn't think that she'd be have oirach kanosh. The reason that Avram didn't give it to the malachim was because the malachim knew that she didn't be pierced anita. And maybe let's be tummy may didn't meis leis shavinida. Meis leis shavinida is metame. It's metame for chulin al tayrus hakodesh. So maybe let's sorrow at the time that she was laughing and was not yet pierced anita, because eventually. Later on in that day, she was pierced anita. So maybe the bread was tomei l'mafreya. That's why the malachim were aware of that. And that's why she wasn't able to eat, so they weren't able to eat the bread that Avram gave them. That's the marsha. Kabbalah took a part from the marsha. The Ochlan there, and brings in this marsha, and he adds, that you could, mention the whole story is on it. It says, Loshon of Chazal is that Avram Avinu was eichel chulin b'tayra. So it's true that he was Echachun Bataira. But how do you know that also his guests were so makbid? I mean, they were Arabs. Some of them weren't so makbid on eating Chulin Bataira. He also says that the Lashon is, sorry, menu oisei hayoim, pure sanita. The words oisei hayoim are not necessary. Why does Chazal say oisei hayoim? He says, lefi the marshot, everything's meyushat. Maisa, Avram already knew they were malach. Why did he give them food? Because Aishan Odom in Aminuk. So if they're here in this world, then you give them food. So Mela says Aruch HaNer, the Malachim only ate the minig of Avraham Avinu. Whatever Avraham Avinu was noyig, so also they were noyig. So without Sarah was pierced and he done that day. Toich me'ez leis. So therefore Avraham would not eat the bread because it's makban achulah ataris hakodesh. It's makban achulah ataris hakodesh, which is metami me'ez leis shebenida. So that's why Oisei Ayoyim, meaning later in that day, it was Pierce of Sarah and Nida. And Avram Avinu was Eichel Chulin Bataira. And the Malachim took on the Chumras of Avram Avinu. So Memela didn't eat the bread. That's the Valtim Malach that he wanted to say, Pi the Marsha, saying the story of Avram Avinu at Pi Ar Gemara. One last point here for today is that the Gemara brings the story of the Shivchasa Sherbin Gamliel that was waiting between called Kikar Vikikar. And to see whether she was tar, and then when she told Gamliel that she was baidik, so Gamliel said, "Okay, beseder." So we don't have to mitami the other kikras. Only the last kikar is tummy. So the Chasam Sofer in Yerideya, it's in Mikuf Pei Zayin, Ash and this Gemara and the Maram. Mentioning this Maram and Afbez. Maram is Medayik in Rashi. Only Bedikas Shachrits Varvis do we say that it's Memayit. Other Bedikas are not Memayit in the Shir Meyes Liyes. Maram says the reason is because it's not a Bedik of Takonis Chazal. So Rechayish is Shalei Bar Kashapir. Like the Gemara says before, by and Afhei, she won't be Bedik well. What any Bedika that she does Stamazay, Rechayish says she's not Bedik well. That's the Maram. So that's the Chassam Sefer. Our Gemara is not this way. Our Gemara we see Shivchosu Shav Gamliel. She did not have to be Bedik Ben Kikar Le Kikar. And yet it's Memayit. She's only Metami until the last Kikar. Until the last Bedikah. Kushik Deil in the Maram. So the Chassam Sefer says he is sorry to answer this. Says the Chassam Sefer that the whole Rashi was only talking about she does Stam Bedikah. She doesn't speak a stam for whatever reason. But if she's mechavenes uboidekes, amanas lasis tyris, those are vadim emait. Those vadim can be used to have a din of a bedika. Because that kufu was her whole intention was for this. A bedika that was done lebesa, lebaila, not for tyris. So you can't use that bedika. It wasn't done for tyris. A bedika that's done specifically for tyris. Pinko kikar vikikar. So then even if it's not a bedika mit tekonas hachomim, can be used to be sorry mechanit. Chassam Sofer is down there in a very fascinating shiloh. That an isha that was seeing them, and then she stopped. But it wasn't yet 5 days. And she did a bedika to order to go to shul. Meaning not to go to shul, and an isha seeing them. Can she later use that bedika as a bedika of hefsek taira? It wasn't done for tekonas hachomim of hefsek taira. Because the ma'aseh she did it to be bedik that she wasn't seeing. Some sefer holds that ma'aseh she can use b'sem mechanis bedika even as hefsek tayra. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.